Welcome back to the She Said podcast with Amy and Lisa, number 35.
Let's go.
I know.
It's been a busy week of chaos.
Hanging on by a thread, I'm telling you.
That is what I feel like.
It's crazy.
I got to tell my phone to not ring here so we don't get interrupted.
What is going on? I don't even know.
I know. I had to get a new starter put in my car. That was fun. I didn't have a car for about 5 days because it happened over a weekend. And then, you know, we thought we solved the problem before that, didn't. And then, so now I have a new starter. That was a fun thing.
You were having to jump start your car.
Yeah, I jumped it here last time. So anyways, yeah, I jumped it a whole lot. So let me just tell you guys, if you all have not bought jumper boxes, those little ones that you can get for $80 on Amazon, they are a lifesaver. Put one in all your kids' cars. Not to mention it's a great extra charge for an emergency. But that is a fantastic gift. And they're always, I mean, they're going to be on Black Friday. They're going to be really cheap right now. Mm-hmm. So
I have one of those and it was a lifesaver. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago during that Father's Day storm, we didn't have power for a week.
Yeah.
I plugged in a fan and lights and they're really helpful.
Yeah, that's a really, really good gift. Mm-hmm. So can't go wrong with that.
It is. Speaking of gifts, I will tell you, and you know, because you've been through it too, but with grief, everybody says it gets easier. Mm-hmm. It doesn't get easier.
It actually changes.
Mm-hmm. And I think it gets harder. And maybe it's because I'm coming up on a year of mm-hmm. when everything started happening. But oh my gosh, I cried every day last week. I couldn't, like, my poor dad, they were at his neuropathy appointment and they ask him something. The girls back there are so fun with him and they pick on him and they have this fun banter. In fact, one of the nurses told me Monday, she goes, I love their banter. Mm-hmm. These girls are 22 years old and they're just having the best time with my dad, picking on him about sports mm-hmm. teams. My dad's OSU, they're OU. And she asked him question and she asked him something about, I don't even know now, but somehow, but he goes, it talked about Wichita and she said, Wichita, I'm sorry that he was there. And he goes, no, that's where I met my wife. Mm-hmm. And then she said, how did you meet her? Well, that story is a long story and a really cool story. They met and 6 months later they were married. He tells it like a 90-year-old man would tell it, which is the date and the month and a very long drawn out story. But mm-hmm. they stood there just enthralled listening to every word and asking him questions. And I was hysterical crying. I couldn't stop crying. And those poor girls just kept walking over and handing me Kleenexes because mm-hmm. I could not get it under control. And I know it's some of it's because of where we are, but sorry, I didn't want to cry today, but man, it's hard.
You will reach a point where, well, as a matter of fact, I just had a bunch of pictures pop up on my phone. That's like memories from whatever. One of them was 2 years ago at a Thanksgiving at our office. And I remember nobody could say anything to me without me crying. Like, I just could not. Like, the pain was so deep. I was about to say, it does get where you don't cry so much, but here I am fighting it back. For me, looking at all the memories, that's really, really hard. Because I'm looking at all these Christmas memories, and I hear her voice. And my dad, of course. But, you know, again, something about losing your mom.
Mm-hmm.
But you will get to a point where you don't tear up every time you want to, but it gets a little easier to fight it back. Yeah, to control it. But that just means we're really lucky.
I know. And I think about that all the time. But man, it's hard. And it's hard for him, you know, watching him grieve so much. And I know that, you know, it's as the holidays get closer, it's going to be really hard. But
it is. It
is. It's been a hard week.
I'm sorry.
Ugh.
I understand.
I can't go anywhere. I was at dinner with a friend and she said, are you tired? You look tired. She said, you don't look tired, but I can tell you're tired.
You
and I'm
it.
Like,
yeah,
and
you know.
I just lost it in the restaurant. I'm like, I'm not tired. And then I just, you know, cried forever. But anyway, oh, it's hard.
Well, this will not pass.
I know.
So, my mom would always say, this too shall pass. I'm like, this isn't going to pass.
No, I can't even look at her pictures now. I can't even.
Yeah, it's hard.
Ugh.
So thinking of like stress and anxiety, this is random because my friend talked about it last night. And then I remember seeing something about it on a friend's page. And I think they were like, somebody comes in and was doing it maybe at her spa. I can't recall. But it is a shot for people that have anxiety and PTSD, and they say it's called the stellate ganglion shot. and or block, rather. It's a stellate ganglion block, SGB, and it's an injection made in the side of the neck aimed at a bundle of sympathetic nerves called the stellate ganglion. And I'm like, and if I understood my friend right, she said it was $250 to have it done. And I don't know if how often you'd have to go back or anything like that. But I'm like, that's pretty interesting. It, I guess it turns off or dampens those nerves that go into fight or flight. So that's why it's great for people that are in those situations all the time. And said it, historically, it was used for pain, circulation, and nerve conditions. It's increasingly being explored for anxiety, especially when tied to trauma, hyperarousal, PTSD, or a persistent on sympathetic state. So something to think about. I'm going to find out more and see who does that. They should offer that to all firefighters and police department.
No, I think there's so many people that could benefit from that.
Yeah, I mean, really.
So many, even like the homeless people that have PTSD. Most of them are war veterans that just can't deal with life based on what they've been through. That, man, if insurance would cover it or...
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. That's interesting. I'd like to hear more about that.
I know, you think about all these people they want to put into drug rehab and, you know, at no cost, or, you know, it costs somebody. But then you think about the people who they don't have any drug problems, but they need this kind of help. And if that's the medical cost, well, then, you know, it's way less expensive to do it.
Right. Oh, I'm sure it's half that at least.
Could really help people. So
that's crazy.
And I'm getting another taste of like a nursing home drama, a family member, and he's also a veteran. And it just really is disgusting, number one, how little they do. And if you are not in that place looking at them do their therapy, I am just telling you right now, they are going to make them lift their big toe and they're going to be good with it 9 times out of 10. Now, when my dad made it to the Veterans Center, I remember like they really worked hard because they had, it was very different than where he came from, where we would sit there. We saw him just sitting there in the therapy room doing nothing while the girls chatted and hung out. Whereas at the Veterans Center in Claremore, I mean, they had him riding the bike. They had him on a walker with a gait strap behind him and really trying, truly were trying to get him to get his legs to work. If somebody is not there to oversee what's going on, your family member, they are doing nothing but draining what little bit of insurance they have. But this is the kicker. They will walk in that room on a day, like they just did, and they said, hey, your insurance isn't going to pay anymore, so you're going to need to leave today. Although you have no family here, you got no legs that work. Open sores on him now. Like, it is disgusting what the system will do. Or you can sign here for long-term care, and even though there's no financial stuff set up for him yet or anything, and basically we'll see how we can drain any assets you have is what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So it is gross. And they say they have the right to sign themselves out because we're not holding them hostage. So basically, and they don't give them a ride home either.
They failed somewhere, because even with my mom here, when she was in skilled nursing, she had to go for a month. Well, she should have stayed longer, but she actually wasn't meeting the criteria in physical therapy. So insurance stopped paying for it. But they gave her a week. They came in and said, insurance is done, but you have a week from today. So that got us ready to get stuff at home to take her home.
Yeah, no, they tried telling
That's
him
crazy.
Immediately.
They failed
and that
somewhere.
Was the thing. He had already complained to me that they were not doing his, they were like, they'll have me lift like 2 pound weights with my arms. He was like, it's really a joke. And then they made me do like 10 leg kicks. Like, they'll have me sit on a chair and kick my leg. And I'm like, so that's the extent of it? Like, that's what we're getting here? That's what's supposed to get you to meet the criteria for more insurance. Well, no wonder he's not meeting the criteria, because they're not working him.
The one my mom was in here, in the beginning, they would take her to get her up and walking because she hadn't walked for a month in the hospital, because the hospital, they don't work with them to get them to walk. And she didn't want, she was so weak and she couldn't. And so they would bring her back to the room. And I went down there. I'm like, what? I don't understand this. If we're trying to get her stronger, I get it that she can't stand. There's other ways you could get her leg stronger so that she would be able to stand on them. To just give up on her after one attempt to get her to stand.
Well, that's what they do. They fall back on the Well, they can tell us they don't want to today. Right. They can tell us they don't want to shower today. They can, I mean, these people are depressed.
Yeah.
And suffering all kinds of mental distress. Right. And they'll, oh, it is so frustrating. I can't even tell you. It took, I think it was 6 days before he got his first bath.
Mm-hmm.
And he said they complained the whole time because they were upset that they had thrown him on their schedule after their busy day. So it's really very sad. Uncomfortable. Oh, yeah.
There's got to be something done about the way the seniors get treated at the end of life. Like, it's just not fair. There's got to be a better solution somewhere.
Mm-mm.
And then it's just sad.
And they get away with it. And I'm here to tell you, the ombudsman in our situation, that was useless. With all the records we had, still have, it was absolutely useless at that point to involve them.
I hate that. I think something's got to be done because it's sad and you hear too many stories over and over and over.
Yeah. Yep. Wow. It's criminal is what it is. So on a happier note.
Wow. I was going to update everybody that gallery test I talked about a couple weeks ago. Yeah. People been asking me about it and I chickened out and didn't do it.
I don't think you're wrong for chickening out. I'll be honest.
Like, well, yeah, I know, but you're coming from a place. I was in your situation where I'd never had cancer, I wouldn't ever even think about it. It would not be an option on the radar. But I've also, my cancer should have already spread. Everybody else that had the same kind of cancer that I had are dead. And so the fact that I survived, and yes, I've worked really hard to survive, but it's still something that weighs heavily on my brain at night when I try to sleep. So I didn't do it last week because I got there and she didn't bring it up. And well, let me tell the story really quick. So I had talked to Karen, who's a client of mine who owns a wellness clinic, when she was here doing a podcast, and ask her if she could pull the blood for me and send it off to this gallery test. Well, she said, well, I can pull your blood. I mean, we do blood work all the time. I don't know where I'm supposed to send it. I'd have to send it to the lab that's doing that. I don't know anything about that. I was like, I know, but I don't want to go out to the cancer center because that's a whole other level of, ugh. And so so I leave here, she leaves and I look at it, I go to the website and I try to find it. You have to have a prescription and it has to be, you know, has to go out to a certain lab. And so I thought, well, I'll show her this website to see if that's something that, you know, she could do. Well, unbeknownst to me, she had also gone out to the website after we talked about it and saw everything that had to be done, but she didn't do anything about it. And then the next Tuesday I go to her office to film her and, she said, hey, did you send me those gallery test kits? And you could have knocked me over with a feather. I was like, no. And she said, I came in today.
You told us that.
And did I tell the story? Yeah, and there's three last tests week, sitting on
the
it.
The other doctor had been talking about
it. Right? Okay. I didn't know I told that story. So then I'm like, well, shoot, I'm supposed to have this test. I mean, that's too big of a coincidence. I'm really supposed to do it. So that would have been last Tuesday I was going to do it. Well, then I got there. She didn't really bring it up. And I didn't either because I was like, oh, I'm not ready. Well, so then I went in yesterday and I've had several people message me asking me if I had the test because I said I was going to have it, which I haven't done. And then I went in yesterday. She has to set up a portal, which she hasn't done yet. So I was going to do it yesterday and she hadn't done it yet. So I am going to do it. I feel like I'm a little bit more ready for it now and I feel like I have to. And if it's bad news, then I can put a plan together. And if it's good news, I have 24 hours before my brain kicks back in and I start worrying about it again.
Until you sign up to go get a stellate to ganglion shot.
I do need one of those maybe. So anyway, there is a test available that tests over 50 cancers and I am going to do it because mine is listed as one of the cancers it can detect. So,
well,
it can't detect my specific kind of cancer, but it can detect endometrial cancer, which was mine was endometrial cancer. So we're hoping it'll pick up something. And there's a chance it won't, but I'm going to give it a shot. Anyway, so that was the gallery test story. People have been asking me about it. So I'm going to update everybody.
You hear me keep clearing my stinking throat? And I'm like so irritated. And I know more people are seeing this. But today, again, when I walked out of the house, I saw the same exact thing. And then my eyes start burning. My nose gets this clear drip. And I just don't really get allergies. I mean, I bet when the sky is literally going from a blue sky and you can watch those planes make all the extra lines in the sky, and I'll debate you till I'm not you, but anyone who's like, that's not real, like, there's facts out there. I mean, Oklahoma has statutes to handle you know, cloud seeding and geoengineering and the word chemtrails. I'm like, you know, a village idiot has a whole lot of names. Like a whole lot of people can call a village idiot all kinds of stuff. And at the end of the day, we all know they're saying it's an idiot. Chemtrails, the word chemtrails is the same way. I mean, it is geoengineering. It's aerosol spraying. It's cloud seeding. I mean, we are getting so sick from this. I mean, the chemicals that they're putting out, I know for a fact, I mean, so many people will start complaining about their eyes burning, but that some people don't put two and two together because they're not relating it to what's happening out there in the sky. So, but today I can tell I'm totally irritated from it.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
It's terrible. Completely terrible. And it's funny to me, some of the weather guys that'll debate you this. And I mean, you could literally show them the state statutes concerning it. And it's like, what are these for? Why? But they'll argue it. It's really interesting to me. Mm-hmm. So anyways, that's why I keep clearing my throat today. So we had Ty and I walked to dinner the other night because I didn't have a car. Well, we would have walked anyway, but we have a new neighbor and anyways, super neat person. But he has something to do with Jimmy's Chop House. And he had invited Ty and I to dinner. He was like, why don't you guys, he was walking to work and he was like, why don't you guys come in and have dinner? I mean, he treated us to the most fabulous, like 5-course meal. I cannot even tell. I mean, Ty was like, we just had Thanksgiving. Like, what's happening? So
it's a good restaurant.
Oh, it was so good. And just, you know, appetizers I probably never would have ordered because I don't. And chicken tenders and gravy, because we know that's what I was going to the Brook for. And I end up with a whole new thing. But man, I'm going to tell you what, I'm not a coconut eater. And we got coconut cream pie for dessert. You've got to get it if you go there for dessert. It is cold and it is good. And you don't taste like the coconut.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it was good. So it was a fun treat. Because
that's a great restaurant.
Yeah, it really is. Nice atmosphere. And this guy that's taking on this role there is going to do a really good job. I mean, I think I see a really much bigger future for Jimmy's Chop House coming up.
Wow. I love going there.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Ava June last week. Have you been there?
No.
On 15th Street? It's where the old palace used to be on 15th and Peoria.
It. Yes.
It's actually, this is my second time to go. It's actually a really good restaurant. And I had trout.
Really? I actually like trout.
I hadn't had trout since I lived in Colorado, which has been many mm-hmm. years, but it was really, really good. It was on this mustard sauce that was kind of tangy. It actually was.
Yeah.
Both times I've been there, the food's been really, really good.
There was a fish I had when I went to Alaska, and I cannot remember what in the world it was. And I remember I was so impressed at how good it was, but it was so fresh, like right out of
right
the sea.
From there.
It was there. Yeah. It was perfect.
There's a big difference from eating fish there and eating fish in Oklahoma.
Long John Silver's, which, by the way, it looks like Long John Silver's is getting a facelift.
I saw that.
I mean, it's about time.
My dad's going to be happy about that.
I know.
I passed one yesterday and they were working on it. I was like, oh gosh, I need to tell dad there's one there.
Yeah, they're actually getting it. I mean, that place looked like it was holding on by glue.
Yeah. It looks much better.
As busy as that place is, I know. Like, how have y'all not put more money in this? That's funny.
You know, we talk about castor oil all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And so I read somewhere of that it can help with your reading sight for mm-hmm. reading glasses.
Floaters. I hear great things about it helping with floaters.
Well, my eyesight, I did not need readers until this year, and I'm 63. Which is crazy to me.
It's impressive.
My doctor kept saying, okay, when you turn 40, and I turned 40, and then 45, and then 50.
Literally.
And now I'm just like, it went from great to I can't see anything. Yep. I mean, overnight it felt like. But anyway, I started putting it on my eyelids at night,
mm-hmm.
and I swear it's working. I went yesterday and did not wear, you noticed I was reading off my phone without my glasses on.
No way.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I'm seeing this better today. Usually I'm like debating, do I need my glasses in here?
How long have you been doing it?
Probably 3 weeks.
I mean,
I'm guessing this might be the middle of my third week, probably.
We have a friend that has floaters really bad. And I remember when I heard about people putting castor oil on their eyelids, which, you know, they say it'll help grow your lashes and everything.
Yeah, I have heard that.
So, I remember I had messaged him right away because he said nothing was helping him. And I don't know that he ever tried it, but
I think it's definitely helping. And I don't really have floaters, But I feel like today, putting my mascara on, my eyelashes feel longer. But I didn't even, I remember thinking, wow, my eyelashes are growing. But I didn't attribute it to the castor oil. But but now that you say that, I do know. It's really funny because I've been putting castor oil with frankincense oil and jojoba oil and black seed oil all mixed together on my dad's legs and feet. And the neuropathy nurse has, she always laughs. She goes, I don't know what you're doing to this poor man, Lisa, but it's working. Keep doing it because his legs look so much better. That's his right leg's completely good. And so when I went in Monday, she's always talking to a podiatrist. They have a podiatrist that's a client. So she's asking him questions about my dad's feet just because he's got a lot of issues. And so she said, Lisa, what when you've been soaking your dad's feet in Epsom salt, and then what are you putting on his feet? And I thought, oh, no, I'm in trouble. Like, she's talked to the podiatrist, and the podiatrist is saying that's stupid. And so I'm looking at her, and she goes, what all were you doing? You said something about castor oil. And I said, oh, so I told her. And she goes, I really want to try that. And I was like, whoo. And so she has plantar fasciitis in one foot. And she said, I was so bad last night. She said, you know, I'm going to soak it in Epsom salt like Lisa does her dad. And she said, it took out the pain so quickly out of my foot. So she said, now I think I want to try the frankincense oil and the castor oil. And so I gave her, I showed her on where to get the packs, the castor oil packs. Yeah. So I'm anxious to talk to her today and see what, if she did it and see what's happening. Ooh, but I thought that was interesting that a nurse is going to try all my little homemade remedies.
I think people are more open to it anymore. I mean, these days, and there's so many, even that people are like, well, I don't know. Like, the warnings on the box or whatever, like, I mean, you can't even, that's what a whole drug commercial's about, are warnings.
Right.
So, exactly. Like, why are we so,
and they're warnings bad. That are scary warnings. This will make your face turn blue. Okay, I'm going to take it.
I mean, you may stop breathing, have heart palpitations,
cause a stroke, cause
hair loss. Yeah. Like, what the heck?
And we take them.
I mean,
and we're using stuff that our grandmothers used.
I mean,
very successfully, honestly, for years. Yeah.
And it is interesting because this group that I'm on, people have found like cans of like cream and things like that, that it straight says like borax, like that what was in it. That was what was so helpful. Things that use it. And yes, we're talking like 20 mule team borax. The health benefits that are allegedly like that people are speaking about from skin, joints, arthritis, gout, like all kinds of stuff. Like, it is interesting. I mean, I'm kind of fascinated reading about it. Interesting topic.
I know.
Controversial for some.
That's all right. I think all of it is to some degree because people are brainwashed to thinking that it has to be a prescription drug, but there's so many things. I mean, what I've done to my dad's feet with using castor oil and stuff
is
pretty crazy. So, I think it's up to each person and you can decide for yourself.
I know like people are so quick to jump on the whole like marijuana train, and I'm not here to judge anybody because I know everyone's got their own thing that helps them, but it was crazy because just this week I've heard a couple people talk, who they're like, man, I've seen friends try marijuana and it straight put them into such a hallucinogenic state. Like, it really can trip some people. And it's just like, not everything is great for everybody.
Right.
And I mean, my husband told me the same thing. He has seen people. He's like, man, the things I've seen, like just straight from marijuana, people would never even want to try it if they realized the schizophrenic mode you can be switched to. Like, it can really mess with you.
It's not the same marijuana that back when people were, like our age, we're in school. This is a different marijuana.
Yeah, I never even saw marijuana in high school.
Oh, I didn't either.
Yeah, I never saw anybody have it.
No, me either.
Or smoke it or anything like that.
Mm-mm. I didn't either. I wasn't around any of that.
I remember they had brought in like a fake piece in high school, some kind of that they would like, you know, when the whole just say no to drugs thing came on, and they would burn it, this something in a tray in the classroom so you could recognize the smell if you smelled it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I just remember that. I just came.
Nasty back. Smell, for sure.
But now you can pass it by the roadside and smell it.
Yeah. But at their next farms. To the car at the parking lot of grocery stores. Uh-huh. Like,
yeah, literally.
So I had my, speaking of the seat of the table, I had my fourth one this month. And it's so funny because they're all so different. But that's I'm learning funny. So much about the things that work and don't work. Like, nobody eats the appetizers. So I'm going to stop doing appetizers because no one's really eating them. Yeah,
true.
And what else did I, something else. I can't remember now. But it's funny how it's so, such a different group every single time, but still watching the dynamic.
It's like a social experiment.
It is for me. Mm-hmm. It is for me. And I've had so many people reach out to me wanting to do the same thing in there where they live. Most of them don't live here. And so I'm actually putting together a whole program.
Good for you.
To help people because I've learned so much. And again, like the dynamics of who's coming makes all the difference. And it's fun to pick out the people thinking, oh, I think those are going to really connect, and to watch them really connect. So, true. And I really do think you do need those three personalities. I think that makes a big difference. And so anyway, I'm putting a whole guide together and going to put a little.
That's super cool.
Yeah. I'm excited about it because.
Will you sell it?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because it's like there's so many things I've learned. Mm-hmm. And even like the little things, like I, you know, everybody that's been there so far, I've done been doing Italian themed meals. And I use a piece of lasagna noodle as the place setting name, place card, and write the person's name on it and, you know, with a Sharpie.
That was like super cute too.
And people love it, but it's those, it doesn't have to be fancy. It's just unique. And those are the things that make a difference. And so watching people respond to that little thing that's so simple. And then I'm learning to fold the napkins. Like this week I did Christmas tree. I folded the napkins into like a Christmas tree shape. And it's just those little things that take you 2 seconds and it makes all the difference. And so I think there's just a lot of things I've learned that could help other people and make it really easy for other people just to do it. Because, man, the connections that's happening and what I've really realized is people are hungry for connection. Just simple connection. I think about when we were little, we always had to sit at the dinner table, and that's where we all connected as a family.
Always.
No one sits at the dinner table hardly anymore. Everybody's on the run and just eating when they can. And so watching that dynamic come back together and then just truly enjoying 3 hours where no one gets up except for me to get the next, you know, course or whatever. And everybody just sits there and just truly laughs. And we didn't cry this time, but laughed. Everybody was laughing. I mean, it was just so much fun.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, I'm anxious to get it all put together. I'm kind of working on it now. So it'd be good.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. So have you done your Christmas decorations?
I did finally get the tree up and got some greenery up. And I still have a little bit more to do. But it kind of, I feel like I strained my back lifting out the boxes.
Yeah, it's such a pain.
From the shed. It is like such a pain.
I know.
And I don't ever really do the same thing every year. So then I was like, oh, do I go with my colors, which were, you know, just like the bright colors is kind of what I did last year. But now I know the whole Ralph Lauren look is back, which I have a den that is very like, Ralph Lauren. It's still the Naughty Pine wall, the original Naughty Pine walls, and it is like perfect for that. But then I'm like, oh, so do I change out? Anyways, that's where I stress out. I'm like, oh, because I don't want to go spend a whole bunch more money, boxes of stuff. I am working on that. So I think I'll have a brighter room in the front and maybe warm in the back so I can get the best of what I like.
I haven't done my trees. I do 5 trees, one in each room, but I don't decorate them. I just do the for the lighting and the look. They're all flocked, and I have a whole snow theme every year in my house.
Cute.
So I haven't done the trees yet because that's such a pain, and the flocking gets everywhere.
I know.
But I've got everything else up, and I'm going to do the trees this weekend, get them out. I did this last year, too. I kind of did it in stages. Mm-hmm. Makes it so much better when then just trying to
it does
get everything out at once. So hopefully this weekend I'll get them up.
I get it early because I'm like, Thanksgiving's so late and it's so it much is. Work and everyone enjoys it. So I'm like, you know what? Well, we're not even doing Thanksgiving at our house this year, but which I'm almost relieved that I'm not having to do all that work. It'll be nice to not do that this year. Although then I'll probably be sad, but I'll do something throughout the rest of the holiday season.
Yeah, I am not sad about not doing all that this year.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
It is.
So much work. So, yeah.
So, you were telling me about your security cameras that you got, which is like so interesting sounding because it's so specific.
Yeah. So they're called Arlo, A-R-L-O camera.
Okay, the Arlo ones. Okay.
And so I had them, I've had them for a long time, but just they're wired. Mm-hmm. I've had old wired cameras since I moved into my house that are the kind that they don't notify you on your phone. There's no app. It literally has a monitor in your house, which does you no good if you're not home.
Right.
And they've been up there ever since. But I've had these, I don't know, probably a year, and I didn't get them installed because I had to hire someone to do it. And anyway, so I got them installed last week. And it's so fascinating because I was parked in my driveway and I got a notification. So I just happened to look at it and it said, a white Lexus parked in the driveway. I was like, whoa. And it gives you that specific of detail.
That is
so
funny.
I was out sweeping my front porch and sidewalk the other night. It was late. I was out there because the leaves had blown so much. And I got back in and noticed that there's a woman walking with a cane on your sidewalk. I'm like, jerk, that was a broom.
Yeah.
But it does notify when I'm outside with Piper, there's a woman with a dog. The guys were, the lawn service was there this week and they said there's someone mowing your grass, or it said, there's a leaf blower, someone's blowing leaves in your backyard. Like, it's that specific of what's happening, which is really, I did not know that. I think it's pretty cool.
Wow.
But I do like the description of the car in the driveway.
Yeah. And so it'll be like there's a woman or a man.
Yeah. It distinguishes between.
I'm surprised they're letting it do that. And they can't be like, there is a human.
Oh, that's right. If there's a he,
not someone's
going to
get offended
him.
If Arlo calls them a woman or a man.
Yeah. So. It's a pretty cool, and they're you know, they've got night vision, so at night it's just as clear as day. They're really great cameras, and they have, but they don't have them. They're not all wired. Like I bought specifically two wired.
You can get some that aren't wired.
They're most. Then they also come with solar power panel.
Oh, nice!
So if you put them up high, you know, because you have to charge the camera. You don't take out the batteries and replace batteries. You actually take the camera down and charge the camera. Mm-hmm. And so, like on the one on my front. Over my garage, I put the solar panel with it. So I don't have to try to get that camera down to charge it. The others are at places I could get on a ladder and get them, but that one's a little bit too high. So
I like that. That's
a great little camera
system. I see
system.
Those at Sam's. I need to check. What's the monthly fee on it?
Like $9 or something.
Nothing, yeah.
For saving the videos. Yeah, it wasn't very much.
I need to get something like that.
Oh, man. I love these.
Okay.
Arlo.
Highlighting that. So,
all right. Well, we're out of time.
That went quick.
Yeah. We're way over, actually.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, we will talk to you later.
We'll talk next week.
Bye.
Bye.